Views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott, this is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott, except Linda. It's a Tuesday. And Linda's on location this morning. She was back. She's heading to the mountains today with the crew. So, 7:05 in the morning. News brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, and community. And so, good morning, Ashley. And what's the weather look like for today?
Hot. It's actually the coolest day for the foreseeable future at a high of 101, low of 70 tonight, 104 Wednesday. We're working our way up to 106 on Saturday. So drink lots of water if you have to be outside, especially. Stay hydrated. Stay cool. It's going to be warm for the foreseeable future. It's almost like it's July in Redding, California.
Weather reports brought to you by my friends over at Shasta Gas Propane. Shasta Gas Propane, a veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. You can give them a call at 365-3793. So things that are going on. You know, I look again, and I see where Costco is. It's going in front of the Planning Commission. And the Costco opponents, which, by the way, are the many, many of them, are the same ones that oppose the Wind River Resort Casino expansion.
For a lot of the same reasons, right?
Well, yes, for exactly the same reasons, except they can't say that it promotes gambling at Costco, but they can say it promotes.
Have you ever been to Costco?
Yeah, I've grazed through there a few times. That's what men do. We graze. Anyway, so they took out ads in the record searchlight over the weekend. Then they've got another letter that landed yesterday that said, oh, no, you haven't looked at the EIS, the environmental impact statement, enough. So anyway, it goes in front of the Planning Commission today at 4, and it should be interesting because if they pass it, it's going to go in front of the City Council on the 6th of August. Now, if they say, tell Costco, well, you know what, maybe you better go back and study this some more. I got a feeling Costco at some point is going to tell Redding to pound sand, and they're going to move it to Anderson. Of course, Anderson is jumping up and down with glee when I say things like that, because Anderson would love to have Costco. Of course they would. Instead, here we are in our town that we're moving forward, and Costco's going to move. It needs to move. And the ridiculous arguments I hear about, well, just let them stay where they are and just take that land around there. Well, they don't want that land around there. They want to be on the main corridor, and why is that? So they can get more people. And why don't they move north? Because more people are south. I mean, it's simple economics. There's more people live in Anderson and, you know, areas down there that live in the city of Shasta Lake. So you put it down there, you put it on the corridor, and you put in gas, you know, you put in gas pumps. Costco is a business. It's there to make a profit. Costco, and nobody argues that they don't pay Costco employees well. Costco, in fact, you know, people line up to work at Costco, which brings me to something else, but that'll be in the next segment. So they're against that. It's the same group that's against the Wind River, except I think that that's the same core group, but I think there's more people piling on with the about the resort and casino. We're going to have Gary Hayward on here soon. And there's some questions that there have been topics that people have been saying that we need to address to Gary, you know, taxes and those kind of things. But the bottom line on this is, and this is kind of the thing that people need to understand, is Costco bought the land. Costco has done the environmental studies, done everything they're supposed to do. And just because it's across the road from where you live doesn't mean they're evil. And they'll say, oh, I like Costco, but I just don't want it here. I think they should stay in town. The big thing is I think they should go to Knighton Road. Well, they tried to go to Knighton Road for, like, what, 6 years? I think it was at least 6 years. And it didn't work out. for a variety of reasons. And I, you know what, and some I could say on the air, some I couldn't, but it just didn't work out for them or the landowner. And now they're saying, oh, that's different now. Well, it's too late now. They've already moved. They've made it in their minds. They're going to Knighton Road. Anyway, so it'll be interesting today. It might even be interesting to head on down there today about 4 o'clock and watch what it looks like down there. It could be interesting with the people that are against it and people that are for it. But I'm sure the Planning Commission has it together, and they'll make their decision based on the facts, not on emotion, which is tough around here.
Sorry, I just have a quick question about that. What validates the opinion of the opposers? Like, what dog do they have in the fight?
They're saying traffic, noise, et cetera, et cetera. But what it really is they live in that area. This is the same group that fought the car lot years ago before I got here. They're the ones that took down the when that shopping center was going to come in. Hawkins or something like that. They organized, and they've got it on a referendum. This is after Board of Supervisors voted 5-0 twice to put it in there, down there in the Churn Creek Bottom area. They got a referendum going, and it got defeated terribly. The people from Hawkins made some huge mistakes, but the big mistake they made was underestimating this group. This group is well organized, and they've got money, and they're tough. And they don't, you know, and they will do and say most anything.
Yeah, my question was, why do they get a say in Costco's business practices?
Well, they don't in their business practices, but what they're fighting is the location, saying it's going to destroy the area, that the traffic mitigation plan is bad, that all these other things. That's what they're using, and is that the amount of traffic and all these things. And they're lining up here, so I don't know if this is kind of like the first phase is, okay, you know, we'll kind of relent on Costco here, but then what we've done is we've wound up the people and gotten everybody interested, because really we're going after the casino. And that could be it too. So, I had an experience. If you remember, back in January when, a former Marine of 89 years old, went on a silver alert. And since then, he has been in a facility here. You know, we found him down in L.A. Thank God he was okay. And got him back here. He's been in a facility, but it all started at Bank of America when they refused to put his wife on the account because she didn't have her social security number, even though they've been banking there for like 15 years. And in fact, he thought she was on the account. When he found out she wasn't, he brought her down to put her on the account because, you know, he took care of all the bills. And because she didn't have a social security card, not her number, but the card, the guy that they were dealing with said, well, I'm sorry, we need that card. Instead of using some common sense and saying, how do I get around? Hey, let me call this. You know, hey, she's 88. She's got the number and all. Hey, let's just go with this. They didn't do it. So by the time she goes on, then she can't find her card. So then she has to go, you know, you have to put in for another card. This goes on and on and on. Well, then dementia worsened because of an infection he had. And I didn't realize this, but if you have an infection, your dementia gets worse. So off he goes. Anyway, so we get him back. And we want to put her on his account because all the money is in his account. He's got a cashier's check. We can't touch it unless she's on the account. And Bank of America refuses to do it. Same guy. So as I used to talk about how Bank of America could have prevented all the problems, you know, the money problems and everything right then, they have a special place in hell, Bank of America. Well, then now that we've got the conservatorship, and I went back in, and I started dealing with I think they call them relationship managers, as funny as that is, relationship managers, by the name of Tammy. And she could not do enough. She knew Bob. She could not do enough for the wife in getting the account fixed, getting a new account, moving the money, and doing everything possibly that she could do, including being on the phone with their legal people in another state and talking to them, faxing, scanning and faxing stuff to them, you know, all types of stuff. And she was just, she had her shield high, and she was working for Bob and Flo instead of just the opposite that we ran into the time before. So I will take out my saying that Bank of America has a special place in hell. Maybe it does, but not for Tammy. Tammy brought it back up to the fact that she was getting tens for helping. Bank of America raised up to two. So anyway, I wanted to shout out and say thanks to Tammy and people have been following this that we've got 99% of this finished, and now Celestina Traver is going to get into the fight. Before we take the break, I know it's something. Let's go to Coach Bob. Hey, Coach Bob.
Yeah, good morning, Colonel. A quick thing regarding Costco and a related issue. Out where I live in Palo Cedro, there's quite a so-called fear, mostly online, social media, about the possibility of an AMPM moving into the corner of Deschutes and the freeway. And a lot of people are against it for a lot of trumped-up reasons. I hate saying trumped up anymore.
I know. When you say that, everybody's mind goes. Everybody. You can't help it. Everybody's mind goes to Donald Trump. Yeah, I know.
Well, anyway, there's a lot of misinformation, a lot of silly claims, and mostly it's a NIMBY thing. But this increased traffic. No, if you pull off the freeway, you get gas, you pull back on. That doesn't increase traffic in Palo Cedro. That's not a big deal. There's only one major road outside of the freeway at Palo Cedro, and that's Deschutes. And people don't come from all over to Deschutes to go to an AMPM. Other false claims of, well, it's just going to increase crime because the scientific study here, one gal went into Redding late at night to an AMPM and saw a bunch of ne'er-do-wells hanging around. So apparently they're going to all transfer out to Palo Cedro when the new one's built so they can be a ne'er-do-well out there. And that's just nonsense. Ne'er-do-wells don't travel 7 miles to be a ne'er-do-well. It's just silly. And, you know, the beat goes on. It's a drummer that won't quit. Anyway.
So you've got 166, that's out. Is that on Bella Vista or is that Palo Cedro, the new 166?
It's out off of Boyle. Okay. It's Palo Cedro.
Okay, what do you think of that?
Not a lot. No.
I'm just asking because I don't live out there.
Well, I don't care one way or another. I'm dead neutral on whether AMPM comes out there, good for them. It would beat Chevron's prices at $4.49 a gallon, and I'm looking at their sign right this moment as I speak to you. But that subdivision, the problem with that is definitely an increased traffic issue.
Okay.
On no uncertain terms. Then there's only a few ways in and out, kind of like Alta Mesa. When they built the Alta Mesa track back in the 50s, 60s, when I watched the houses go up, there was one way in and one way out. And, boy, it was a bottleneck.
Well,
so I'm not crazy about that idea.
No,
but,
other people fighting it, too, because they're, you know, the Redding Gun Club. Oh, you know what? I'm so far past the break. Coach Bob, thank you for your call, buddy. Hey, this is going to be kind of an open line later on today anyway, so, you know, just hop in anytime you want. Thanks a lot, Coach Bob. All right, hey, look, this portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Sleep Number. Sleep Number is the best bed I have ever slept on, and I have slept in lots of beds. Sorry, I just have. You know, you sleep, and I've slept in beds throughout the world because of my travels and being sent places. But it's the best bed I've ever had. My Sleep Number setting is 60. Linda's Sleep Number setting is 45. And we, you know what, as much as Linda and I compromise on life, because you do that when you're married, we don't have to compromise on how we sleep at night. Not only that, with Sleep Number, with their new 360 smart beds, as you move, the bed adjusts to your movements. You don't get a better night's sleep anywhere. It's number one rated by J.D. Power, the mattresses from Sleep Number. And now, because pro football season is getting ready to start, and Sleep Number is now the health and wellness partner of the NFL, they've got this great offer. If you go on down to the Sleep Number store You can enter for a chance to win a Sleep Number 360 smart bed and a trip for two to Super Bowl 54 in Miami. Think about that. Not only can you get a great, great, great bed and a good night's sleep for the next 15 or 20 years, you also get a chance to go to the Super Bowl in Miami. And you can save money all at the same time. But the only way you're going to do it is go down to the Target Shopping Center, go into the Sleep Number store, tell them Carl and Linda sent you. Try out the beds. There are, you know, little rules and everything that go along with, you know, going for the Super Bowl 54 in Miami, you know, and applying for that. And you just make sure you read all those little notations there when you get there. It's not big, but it's just a chance to not only have a great night's sleep and awake rested, but also a chance to go to the Super Bowl. We'll be right back after these messages. It's 7:20. I'm way over the break this time. It's 74 degrees. It's going to go up to just 101 today here on the 23rd of July, Tuesday. We'll be right back. Here comes the sun. Here comes the sun. And I say, it's all right.
Armstrong and Getty here. We'll be on right after Carl and Linda's Free Fire Radio Show.
Join us right here from 9 till noon on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
Our summer tribute series will keep you cool all summer long with live music inside the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center. From rock and roll classics to soul to today's pop charts. Tickets are just $15 each or a table of 10 for $130. Purchase your tickets now at the River Club, WindRiver.com, or through our Wind River app. Must be 21 to attend. Concerts are better at the River.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living, and wanted to share some thoughts from Dave Setholter about his experience having his mother-in-law, Marianne, move here to River Commons.
Originally, my mother-in-law wanted to live on her own, and she really wanted to be independent. River Commons has really made that possible for her to not only remain independent, but to actually grow and to thrive. There's just such a big difference in her peace of mind and her well-being, and that's what we really wanted. It's really been the solution for her to come here, and it was her idea after looking at some other options. When she came here, it was an easy choice for her. She's really happy she did. She feels like she's home. It's enriching. She's meeting new people, really enjoying herself, and that's really what it's all about.
Call today and schedule a tour or luncheon a tour and see for yourself why our residents love living here at River Commons. Call 221-2121 or on the web at river-commons.com.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
And now, back to our show.
Sunshine, whoa, I'm walking on sunshine, whoa.
Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. And yeah, don't it feel good? Oh no, I'm way over the break. I've got like a 5 minute segment here, but this portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, the place. If you have to go to the emergency room, I hope you don't, but if you do, they are getting you in and out of there quickly. They, you know, their goal, which they've reached already, is to have to see somebody and have emergency personnel, a doctor, to them in under 30 minutes. And now they've got that well under that. And to get you out of the emergency room, depending on what's going on with you, of course, in about an hour. So, you know, other places, you're going to spend hours in there. It's just the way it works in most places, but Shasta Regional has changed the mindset, and Dr. Taggart down there has expanded the staff. They've got new ways of doing things so that they can see you almost immediately. You know, if you have to go to an emergency room, wouldn't you rather be seen immediately than 3 or 4 hours later? I would. Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, and community. Hey, Boris Johnson was going to be the next prime minister of Great Britain. Now, you're saying to yourself, oh, Great Britain, okay, all right, that's cool. What's it mean? Well, he is kind of like a man in the sense of speaking his mind, and an ally, I think, can be an ally of President Trump. They seem to get along. But the big thing Boris Johnson has done, if you remember Brexit, that's Britain exiting the European Union. And nobody thought that that was going to work. Oh, no, that'll fail. It was kind of like the Trump election. Oh, no, it's going to be a landslide against it. No way, no way. Well, the people spoke, and Brexit was voted in. We want to leave the European Union. It's costing us jobs. It's costing us this. Our immigration policies are no longer our own. You know, it went on and on and on. Well, Theresa May, the prime minister, tried to broker all these deals for Brexit, and the European Union kept shooting them down. So she resigned. They had a vote, and he won 2/3 of the votes in a ballot of about 160,000 conservative members. That's the name of the conservatives and the liberals over there. He'll be installed as prime minister in a formal handover from Theresa May tomorrow. Johnson radiated optimism and pledged to deliver Brexit. By October 31st, he's going to go back and talk to the European Union, who have hammered, you know, Britain about this. He says, well, guess what? October 31st, one way or the other, we're leaving the European Union. The people spoke. And every time they try to go back, oh, no, the people, we want to change our minds. They get hammered again because, you know, people have not changed their minds. The people that didn't want to do it are kind of like a liberal elite. They've already got theirs. Does that sound familiar? The liberal elite that's already got theirs. The people spoke. The people said, you know, we need a change. And that's what happened. So, you know, it'll be interesting to kind of follow this up to see what happens in the future with this. You know, another thing I've got here is I have a credit card. I know everybody has credit cards. Well, Linda and I use it sparingly. We don't use credit cards. And so I have a regular payment that goes in on the credit card. So all of a sudden I get this email that says, your payment was short. So I go over and I look, and it's a dollar. It's a dollar. I swear to God, it's maybe $1.10 short. Now this is after, you know, after a year of just paying. And I went, okay, it's a dollar short. It's not a big deal. Well, then I get another email that says, hey, this is serious. You're short on your payment. And again, I thought, it's a dollar. You know, I've had this card for 3 years, you know, never been a problem. And then I start getting phone calls. So finally I take the phone call. And it's this guy from someplace else. And he says, I have to tell you that we're getting ready to suspend your account. Well, that's okay since I don't use it, but that's, you know, and I said, for a dollar, and it's just silence on the other end, wherever he's at. It's a country far, far away. He goes, well, it doesn't make any difference, really. I said, even for a dollar? I said, I don't know how much you get paid, but I hope it's more than a dollar an hour. But then I'm thinking, where he's at, it may not be much more than that, because he may be in a place where there's millions of people and they don't, you know, they don't have a lot of money, and they may be paying him a dollar an hour, and that's big bucks. So I didn't say that. I didn't want to hurt his feelings. I said, I can't believe after 3 years that my credit card, which I don't use, is going to suspend me over a dollar. He goes, well, it's not really the amount. This is all computers. You know, of course we get into that. I know it was all computers. It's not. It could be $500 or it could be a dollar. I said, if it's less than a dollar, do you do this? He says, I don't think so. So what I did was, and I would have loved to have played longer and longer with this, but this was also taking my time, not just his time, but my time too. So I gave him my card number for a dollar. I think it was $1.10. He was so happy. He was so happy. I said, congratulations. I hope, I hope you get half of this. And finally he laughed. I said, well, I just, because I'd already changed my direct deposit that I do. You know, I have to take it out every month. A dollar. And I'm getting all types of, I'm getting phone calls, I'm getting emails and all this. I mean, come on. I mean, there ought to be something like, I know there's other places, if it's less than $10, they don't do anything. They don't do anything. If it's less than $10 because, then they'll send you a letter. Hey, look, you need to fix your amount that comes in every month. But no, this one. This is the kind of people I should hire. I need to hire this guy because I have some people out there that, we have a lot of money floating around out there. Some people forget for, 60, 90, 120 days, one of them for 3 years. Maybe I should hire this guy to pursue them. And it's over a dollar, too. Anyway, okay, got to take a break. We come back. I want to talk about how Bernie is getting burnt by what he wants. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Maxwell Insurance and Financial. You know what? Judy Maxwell does just a great job in insurance and financial. You know, she's been helping people since 1993. She's located down on a Hilltop Drive next to Members First Credit Union. But here's the thing is, she is a warrior when it comes to fighting for her clients. And I tell you, the car fire is a great example of that. She's fighting to get them everything that they deserved. She makes sure your insurance is going to cover you. And if you're having problems getting fire insurance, as many, many people are, give her a call. Give Judy Maxwell a call at 221-0441. Do not pay exorbitant rates because where you live. Give Judy a chance to take a look and see how she can help you. Maxwell Insurance and Financial. 7:33 in the morning, 74 degrees out there, going up to 101 today. We'll be right back. This morning, Drive Time is brought to you by Eagle Eye Painting, our painter of choice. For more information, go to danscottpainting.com.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
That doesn't happen to men.
It's not just a woman's issue.
It only happened once.
I will intervene.
But he's such a nice guy.
We will look out for each other.
What did she think would happen?
I will step in.
It's just the way people are.
It's on us to change the future for our children.
We will change the culture.
Get involved. One safe place. OSPShasta.org/change the culture.
If you're looking for the accountability of a personal trainer, the energy and camaraderie of a group, and a budget-conscious price tag, then our team training at Addison's Peak Performance is for you. We've got your fitness needs covered with five types of time-efficient, 30-minute team training workouts. Mix and combine these challenging strength and conditioning sessions to enhance sports performance, build muscle, burn fat, and sculpt the body you've been dreaming of. AddisonsPeakPerformance.com or call us at 221-8006.
Hey, North State sports fans, this is Brent Weber. I'm the host of Scorecard Scribblings from The Sports Guy. Me, Brent Weber. It's a blast. It's a chance to get some of my old friends on to chat about sports and meet some new folks, too, that can tell us what's happening out there, not just in the North State, but around the world in sports. So be sure and join us. That's Wednesday nights at 6.
That doesn't happen to men.
It's not just a woman's issue.
It only happened once.
I will intervene.
But he's such a nice guy.
We will look out for each other.
What did she think would happen?
I will step in.
It's just the way people are.
It's on us to change the future for our children.
We will change the culture.
Get involved. One safe place. OSPShasta.org/change the culture.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. Good morning, everybody. Carl Bott here. Linda's up. In fact, she's meeting up with the rest of the crew, and they're heading to the mountains today to film another scene. Now, her scene is a smaller scene, but they said, we plan on being gone all day. Now, what does that mean? She goes, she says, this is not a, you know, this portion, there's a lot of things going on around this, you know, other scenes before and after and all that. But, you know, last time she was on location, it took a while. So this should be interesting. I can't wait to hear what happens when we get back. Hey, it's 7:38 in the morning here on the 23rd of July, a Tuesday. 74 degrees, going up to 101 today. Weather reports brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, 365-3793, veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. And Home Helpers is bringing us this portion of the show. You know, I know Sharon Clark. I've known Sharon Clark for, 11 years? When Linda and I started this show, she said, she walked up to us, and she looked at us, she says, I admire anybody that steps out in the street in the traffic and starts a business. So there it is, Home Helpers. Has been with us for the whole time, and I can't say enough about Sharon, but I can't say enough about Home Helpers either. How it's there. I know how she cares about her clients and the families. I mean, you can't do this without having a heart as big as All Outdoors. And Sharon Clark has had this business for 15 years, 15 years. Getting ready to have a birthday here pretty soon, but she ensures that she schedules around your hours. If you need help for 2 hours a day or 24 hours a day, Sharon Clark's there for you. Learn more at readyandhomehelpers.com or give them a call at 226-8350. Bernie, do I need to say more than Bernie? Because everybody knows. Feel the burn. Bernie Sanders. Bernie Sanders workers who are unionized came out and was leaked to the papers that he is not paying $15 an hour. They wanted $15 an hour. And so this, they went on for like 90 days fighting this thing out, saying, hey, we need raises to 15 bucks an hour. This is what you're fighting for, but you're not giving it to us. And then, because after 90 days nothing was happening, somebody leaked it to the press. Can you believe that? Leaked it to the press.
He wants someone else to pay them 15 bucks an hour.
Well, and what Bernie does, he then goes to his workers and says, I'm really upset with you because you went to the press. You should just let this work through channels. Now, I'm sorry, but I'm finding this amusing as hell. So this is, and so this campaign has said some of these jobs are not worth $15 an hour. They said that. Some of these jobs aren't worth $15 an hour. Well, they aren't. They're not. Some of them are just like, you know, basically going knocking from door to door. That's not a $15 an hour job. It is, according to Bernie's people who are supporting Bernie. So then Bernie says, okay, here's your $15 an hour. We're just going to cut back on your hours. Which leads me to the next part, where people are talking about this $15 an hour wage. And I look at people that have, you know, are making comments, obviously have never had a business. It's not the $15 an hour that in places like Reading, it'll kill business. It'll just absolutely kill businesses. I'm sorry. But my question then is, which one of you all do I let go? I mean, that's what it would be. If I had to pay everybody that, because it's not just the $15 an hour, your minimum wage. It's then what you have to pay your managers who have been here longer, who know more. Their wage would then go up. Also, it'd have to. You have to do that. And then when your wages go up, what? Guess what else goes up? Your taxes. Now it's more Social Security. It's more Medicare. It's more going to the feds. So instead of having, say, a $1,500 or $1,600 a month tax bill, all of a sudden it's $2,000 a month. And it would be. So it's $2,000 a month for that. Then your other costs start going up, your insurance costs. Everything goes up. Then the cost, you know, for me, for us, it's not the, you know, the products that are coming in. I don't rely on gas and labor to get the products here over the road. But many people do. So those costs are going to go way up. So it's not the $15 an hour. And people that don't have not been in business have no concept of this. It's everything else that goes along with a raise like that. Now, you take it out long enough, you know, and let people work at it. But you try to institute it immediately, you're going to kill businesses. And here's the other thing, automation. Ashley, if I wanted to, is this true? I could automate this whole station, couldn't I?
Yeah.
And there would be nobody in here.
Yeah, building. We could make this building empty.
I mean, yeah. Well, as far as employees, except somebody coming through here to make sure that that everything's playing, yep. Which is what you do. But everybody else in here, except the sales, could leave. They wouldn't even have to. You know, they wouldn't be here. There'd be no local programming. There'd be like the, you know, and for many people, you know, it's like, oh, okay, you know. But no local programming, no people fighting to about what's going on, because you could automate.
And the community would be at a huge loss for it.
Well, of course, that's what I like to think. But see, anybody can do that. And then, you know, you go to McDonald's. Look, right now, their automation is taking over, that you just go to kiosk. Mm-hmm. So you push this. And then what comes up next is automation. How can automation do this? Automation writes newspaper stories now. Automation takes your orders at restaurants. What they're doing is they're cutting back on the number of people already. And if push comes to shove, like you look at the fast food places, they only get like a 2-3%. That's their profit margin, 2-3%. Now you bump all those wages up, then they have to push up the cost of hamburgers and hot dogs and or whatever they're selling, tacos or whatever. And then the people will be buying it less because they have less money. And maybe they're on fixed incomes. So this impact is much more than just livable wage.
If the
people working in Bernie's campaign are knocking on doors, it's not a, you know, why, you know, it's not a $15 an hour job. It's not a $15 an hour job.
As a business owner also, If I could pay all my people what they're worth, I would love to.
Absolutely.
But the business would go under in a minute.
Yeah. And you can, you know what? And I, you know what? As we make more money here, you know, we try to raise everybody, you know, the old rising tide type thing, or we find other ways to increase salaries. But this, you know, but people, when you say it's the $15 an hour wage, that's not it. That is just the tip of the iceberg. What's going to sink you is what's below the tip. 7:45 in the morning, we're going to take a quick break. And this portion of the show is brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry. Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive. They have a super selection of estate jewelry. They can design and build your jewelry there. Get gems from all over the world. The only full-service jewelry store in Redding. Open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. Four Winds Jewelry. We'll be right back after these messages. 7:45 in the morning, 75 degrees out there, going up to 101 today. ENT Satellite is offering to our 55-plus a special deal. Find out the two exclusive offers that they have at ENT Satellite. Call 241-3474, 241-DISH.
Powerhouse Solar announces their new design showroom at 4616 Caterpillar Road. Now with Powerhouse Solar's new design showroom, you can view your property and see your solar design on the spot so you can see what best works for you. Maybe it's a trellis-mounted system, pole-mounted systems, or roof mount. See all the options in Powerhouse Solar's design showroom at 4616 Caterpillar Road. For information, go to powerhousesolar.com or call 275-5600. Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower Elite dealer.
Colonoscopy is the most effective method of screening for colon cancer and is the only procedure that can both detect and prevent cancer in one procedure. Take-home tests can miss up to 1 in 12 of colon cancers and most precancerous polyps. If you're 50 or older, now is the time to schedule this life-saving test. When caught early, the survival rate of colon cancer is 90%, so stop making excuses and get screened. This public service message is brought to you by Reading Endoscopy Center. Call them at 530-246-7000 or visit readingendoscopy.com.
The new Christy Minstrels are returning to Redding's historic Cascade Theater August 3rd. This hit-making machine won Grammys and spawned the careers of Kenny Rogers and Kim Carnes. The new Christy Minstrels, Saturday, August 3rd at 7:30. Get tickets today to relive the heyday of the 60s popular folk trend with the new Christy Minstrels. 530-243-8877 or cascadetheater.org.
Building, remodeling, or just need a change? Let Design Time and Tile be your design partner. From carpet, vinyl, and hardwood flooring to granite and quartz countertops, sinks, cabinets, window coverings, and tile. From materials to fabricators to installers, they have the largest showroom selection in the North State. Plus design consultants to help you every step of the way. Contact Design Time and Tile for your free in-home or office consultation at designtimeandtile.com or call 241-8693.
Cookies and yogurt with three locations. Cookies, not just any old cookies.
Not just any old yogurt.
Gourmet cookies.
And gourmet yogurt. Smooth, creamy, high-quality yogurt. You can top with candy, syrup, fresh fruit, and cookies.
Really good cookies.
Really good yogurt.
On Hartnell Avenue and Eureka Way in the Sunset Plaza. Open Monday through Saturday. And inside the Mount Shasta Mall, also open Sunday.
Really good yogurt.
And really good cookies. It's cookies.
And yogurt.
Check us out online at cookies.
And yogurt.
Redding.com. Love those cookies.
And yogurt.
Play our Fishing Around Swipe to Win promotion at Wind River Resort and Casino. Swipe daily, win free slot play prizes on a brand new Ranger bass boat. This boat is built for whatever is biting. Drawings Wednesdays at 8 p.m. Final drawing Wednesday, July 31st, where you could win a brand new Ranger fishing boat from Redding Yamaha Sea-Doo. Imagine casting your line and reeling them in on the lakes and rivers in this fun-filled fishing boat. The catch of a lifetime, Fishing Around Swipe to Win. You win at Wind River Resort and Casino.
ENT Satellite is offering military and first responders two exclusive new offers to show their appreciation for their service. Call 241-3474, 241-DISH, and find out more from ENT Satellite.
Free Fire Radio. It's a target-rich environment.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Good morning. This portion of the show brought to you by Clyde's Enterprises, the original and still the best, specializing in home electronics for over 47 years. That's Clyde Pierce, authorized dealer for Sony, Samsung, LG, Klipsch speakers. You know what? We got a TV from Clyde, and I tell you, their service is magnificent. We were having some work done around the house, and somehow somebody managed to pull several wires, and there goes the TV. Well, boom. I mean, we made the phone call, and that day somebody came out, found out where all the wires had been disconnected or moved or whatever they were doing, fixed it, had us back up on the air. And this TV set we have is probably, the picture on it is so good that it's probably embarrassing to some of the actors, because you can see every mole, every little mark on their faces. And you look at them, and you can see the makeup, how they're trying to cover the stuff. Clyde's Enterprises, original, still the best. Give him a call at 221-4144. He's got radios, that AM, FM, emergency band, weather, that whole thing that you probably might need. It's getting to be fire season. And then you can pull in Free Fire Radio on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Let's go to the phones. Ron, good morning.
Yeah, good morning. You know, used to be, we had these jobs, fast food places, and maybe a clerk at a small store or something like that. And that's where we earned our money before we went to school, after school and stuff like that, for college and summer jobs and stuff like that. And they seem to like they've gotten rid of all the manufacturing jobs that were high paid, I mean, and other jobs that went to China. And so now they realize that the people aren't making the money. So now they're trying to, as far as I'm concerned, they're trying to jack the wages up to, at jobs that we used to do just to, you know, earn money after school and stuff like that. And this is how I see it. And I've got a question also. Did you ever get hold of Chris Ann Hall? And are you going to be able to have her on your radio station? She's that attorney.
I put a call in there, and I don't know if I got a call back. But you know what? Thanks for reminding me, Ron. Mm-hmm. Chris Ann Hall.
Yeah.
Okay.
Anyhow, I've heard her speak, and I really like the lady. She's a dynamic speaker, and I think that she would be a very good person to teach and, I mean, have the radio program go into the schools and teach the Constitution that they're not teaching the young people now. Young people don't even know what their rights are. And so anyhow, this is where I'm coming from.
Yeah, you know, and the Constitution, you know, everything is based on that Constitution. And there should be at an age where they understand it and they can grasp it.
And she,
but yet not too old to not pay attention, you know. What age is that? Fourth grade? So. Yeah. Okay. Hey, Ron, thanks a lot. You know, I'll do that.
Thank you.
Okay, I'll follow more up on that. Hey, okay, fascism. That was that song you're hearing. That was the horse whistle. That was from the German Empire back then. That's supposed to last 1,000 years, the Third Reich, and it lasted, I think, 8. Until they got destroyed by free people. By free people that believed in rights, believed in not having, you know, and destroyed by the world that went up against them. And so the reason I bring this up is, RV Scheid has been on the show a couple of times. I like RV. We disagree on a lot of stuff, but this is the kind of disagreements that I wish that our political leaders could have, and people in our neighborhoods, and the warriors of Facebook. Is that you can disagree with something, you know, drink coffee, and, you know, actually, you know, come out of there thinking, okay, I was heard, and I don't know if it changes anything, but at least we're heard, we can talk, and eventually we're going to find, in fact, RV and I do have a lot of middle ground, both veterans, both believe in taking care of our veterans, and there's many things that we can agree on. There's some things we're never going to agree on, but it doesn't mean that I think he's a bad person. I don't think that he plots the overthrow of the government or any of these things. None of those. And this is the way it should be. It should be you can disagree with people. But when I read things that says, oh, I've cut off my family, they voted for Trump. I mean, come on, really? Now, this is the family, and you're thinking about your parents and your, you know, that raised you from a child. I mean, raised you from a baby, had you, got you, you know, probably paid for your education and all these things, and you want to cut them off because they vote for somebody you don't like. So there's nothing in that family that's worth saving. Because you hate so much who they voted for, because you've got a hate. You've got this deep inner hate. Anyway, fascism. You know, people keep using this word. You know, the other day I talked about Nazis and racist. Well, I forgot the other word. Fascism. Fascist. The 14 defining characteristics of fascism. Powerful and continuing nationalism. I guess this is America, that you want America, you want the United States to be a strong country and to have a strong economy and have a strong education system and be able to take care of their citizens and others after you take care of their citizens. Okay, maybe, you know, but nationalism is like, oh gosh, you know what, we're going to do anything to further the cause of the United States. A disdain for human rights. Well, I'm not sure that that's okay. These are just a fascism. Identification of enemies as a unifying cause, supremacy of the military, rampant sexism, controlled mass media, obsession with national security, religion and government intertwined, corporate power protected, labor power suppressed, disdain for intellectuals and the arts, obsession with crime and punishment, rampant cronyism and corruption, and fraudulent elections.
I just have to ask, which party are you talking about?
Well, no. See, this is it. And he points out, and this has been with us for a while. Parts of
which does this sound like?
Well, you know what? I see this identification of enemies as unifying. I mean, I look at this as you can say fascism, and this, you know, I could go along with this as far as the characteristics of fascism. But then, you know what? Everybody needs to go back. I saw another article. Oh, this is how Hitler did it. This is how Hitler did it. And, you know, oh, it started out like this and all
environmentalists.
That. Environmentalists. Here's the part that people are not, are just ignoring. It took over the media. The media, you could say, has been taken over by the left. You could say that if you look at the stories. You could say that. But you could also, and then it says, in the military, you know, taking over the military. The military are your friends, your neighbors, your sons, your daughters. And guess what? You think they're going to go against this country? No, they're not going to go against this country. And where do I get my news? I could get my news from 100,000 different sources. You're not going to control them all. You can't. And then they talk about, you know, rabid supporters of the Second Amendment. God bless, you know, if it comes to that, God bless those people who have firearms to be able to fight back. And then they, you know, and then I hear the argument, oh, it won't do any good because the military has these really hard weapons and they'll just destroy you. Really? Ask our military about what happened in Vietnam or how we're fighting in Afghanistan. Things like this. You don't think a dedicated people would fight against this? And in this case, it would be millions of people fighting against this? It'll never happen. It'll never happen. Not in our lifetime, not in my son and daughter's lifetime, not in my grandkids' lifetime. But when you look at these, controlled mass media, identification of enemies, who are the enemies? Well, if you're on the one side, it's the liberals, and the other side, it's the conservatives. Those are the enemies. And they paint them with pictures, and then they paint anybody that's in between with those same colors. And there's another fallacy. It's just not like that. And it can't be like that. Fascism worked in countries back in the 20s, the 30s. It works in dictatorships. It's never going to happen in the United States. It's never happened. We got to take a break. Ken Murray is sitting out there. He's actually frothing to get in here because he's got so many things he wants to talk about. We'll be right back after these messages. Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, Shasta Redding.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew with Washington. Boris Johnson has won his party's election, meaning he'll become Britain's next prime minister.
We are going to unite this amazing country, and we are going to take it forward. I thank you all very much for the incredible honour that you have just done me. I will work flat out from now on with my team that I will build, I hope, in the next few days to repay your confidence. But in the meantime, the campaign is over and the work begins. Thank you all very much.
Johnson will be facing stiff opposition. People like protester Steve Bray say there's no way Johnson will succeed where Theresa May failed and get Britain out of the EU anytime soon.
They have less than 20 sitting days when you take out the holidays and the party conferences. There is no way they can get a deal through, and there is no way we are leaving with no deal.
Johnson takes over as PM tomorrow and is vowing to depart the EU on schedule October 31st with or without a deal. The Justice Department has told former special counsel Robert Mueller not to stray beyond his report on Russian election interference when he testifies to Congress tomorrow. The department says in a letter Mueller should not speak about redacted material from his report, including material pertaining to pending criminal investigations, uncharged third parties, and executive privilege. A new fast-track deportation policy is now in effect. Here's White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
The Trump administration has extended the authority of immigration officers to deport migrants without allowing them to appear before judges. Now, in effect, these fast-track deportations can apply to anyone in the country illegally for less than 2 years. Previously, those deportations were largely limited to people arrested almost immediately after crossing the Mexican border. Greg Clugston, the White House.
Home sales were slower in the latest report, down by 1.7% in the month of June. On Wall Street, the Dow's up 85 points. More of these stories from townhall.com.
The following is a true story.
My name is David Bryant. When I was 37, my wife and I decided to get term life insurance through SelectQuote. Just 3 years later, I was diagnosed with ALS, also known as Lou Gehrig's disease. Because of life insurance, the people I love most in this world will be protected no matter what happens to me. I know that the dreams I have for my family can still come true. Financial security, to stay in the home we became a family in, and for our children to be able to go to college. I reached out to SelectQuote because I wanted to share my story. If just one person purchases life insurance, I know I will have made a difference.
SelectQuote can find a 37-year-old male a $500,000 policy for under a dollar a day.
If there are people you care about, you need life insurance. It may be the single most important financial decision of your life.
Don't put off protecting your family. Get your free quote now. Call 800-671-7070. That's 800-671-7070. 800-671-7070. Or go to SelectQuote.com. This is a paid endorsement. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Not available in all states.
There's some fallout from Israel's demolition of several residential buildings in Jerusalem. We get the latest from the media lines. Lawrence Rifkin.
The Palestinian Authority has threatened to sever ties with Israel after several residential buildings under construction in an Arab neighborhood of Jerusalem were demolished on Monday. The buildings were in a part of the village that had spilled over into the West Bank, and Israel cited their proximity to its security barrier. A foreign ministry spokesman said they could be used to help terrorists cross the barrier and then hide. The PA called the demolitions a war crime and threatened to take Israel to the International Criminal Court in The Hague. The United Nations and the European Union also criticized Israel. A spokesman for PA President Mahmoud Abbas said there would be a series of important meetings to decide on continued ties with Israel. I'm Lawrence Rifkin, Town Hall News, Jerusalem.
News and analysis at themedialine.org and townhall.com. A United Nations panel that oversees compensation claims stemming from Iraq's 1990 through 91 invasion of Kuwait says it's paid out $270 million to Kuwait's national oil company.
The Geneva-based UN Compensation Commission says the latest action brings to $48.7 billion the amount it has paid out. Iraq must currently set aside 1.5% of proceeds from oil exports for the compensation fund, and payments are made once per quarter. The panel has approved 1.5 million claims brought by over 100 governments and international organizations, with all but one fully paid out.
That is correspondent Jeremy House reporting. The lights have gone out across much of Venezuela, reviving fears of blackouts that plunged the country into chaos a few months ago. The government once again is accusing opponents of sabotaging the nation's hydroelectric power system. As night fell in Caracas, many were wondering how long they would be left in the dark and snarled traffic at a halted subway. More from townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station. Here it is, the 23rd of July, 2019, 8:05 in the morning. News brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, and community. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Ashley, what's the weather look like today?
We're looking at 73 degrees right now, and that's the coldest it's going to be all day. We're going to get up to a high of 101, and that's the coolest it's going to be all week. And we're looking at triple digits the entire week, 104 tomorrow, and we're working our way slowly up to 106 by Saturday.
There you go.
Woo. Yeah. Hey, if you have a pool, today's the day to use it.
Yep. All week. Hey, weather reports are brought to you by Shasta Gas, Propane, and Anderson Business, owned by Chuck and Judy Kenny. Chuck, of course, is a veteran of the Vietnam War, helicopter pilot. Gives discounts for seniors and veterans, has won awards for hiring veterans. I mean, state-level awards for hiring veterans, something I believe everybody should do. It's just the right thing to do. And they give, like I said, it gives discounts to seniors and veterans. You can give them a call at 365-3793. I'm here with Ken Murray.
Good morning.
Good morning, Ken. And there's a number of things that are going around town, but I'll let you take first choice about what to start with.
What's the list?
Well, we have...
keep in mind, I just got back from a cruise to Alaska, so I'm...
You're what?
Not up on whatever it is you're ranting about.
I don't rant about things. I just point things out like fences. The fence at the post office. That's garnished a lot of attention. If you haven't gone down to and seen the fence down at the post office on Yuba Street, they have fenced off that property, and that has fenced off all those people from being there. As I told people yesterday, I got a phone call from a city employee, of course, shall remain nameless, that's familiar with the parks and all this, and said that the bad guys, he says not all of them, but the worst, had moved from South City Park when it was fenced up to the post office area. And he says these are the ones that are...
Who would have thought that they would actually move someplace?
Well, they did. And so now the post office, you know, because I know there's been so many complaints to them. I mean, there's people that said, I don't let my wife go down there. I know guys that don't go down there. Personal friends, so this is I know this is a true story, drove in there, some guy leaps on the hood of his car. It leaps on the hood of his car when he's driving into the post office on Yuba Street. Now, he says, I'm not going to go back down there again. Frankly, the guy's lucky he didn't jump on Linda's hood he would have seen what it was like doing 100 miles an hour down the road.
Let me get this straight.
So then they put a fence around it.
Okay, so we fenced off South City Park.
Uh-huh. That people still use.
People went to, so the people that got fenced out went to the post office.
Some of them.
Okay, now we're going to fence those off. Where are they going to go next, Carl?
They moved right over to the VA hall, right next door.
Are you going to fence it off next?
Yep.
And then what?
Sure am.
What after that?
After that?
How many Band-Aids are you willing to apply?
I've got thousands of Band-Aids. I have thousands of Band-Aids, and let me tell you why. Because obviously we can't handle it the way it is. So you know what? Then we start pushing it out. So they're fencing out people from the post office. How ridiculous is that a statement? No, they're not. If you want to go to the post office, you walk in through the three gates that are there, the same places you park every time. You walk in, and you drop your mail off, you pick up your mail, and you're not being harassed. Now, truthfully, I've never been harassed there. But I've never been harassed there, but there's so many people that have. So, okay, so now you've moved them away from there. Okay, they go over to the VA. Now, the county needs to get off its buns and put a fence around that. If that's the VA center or VA hall, this is the VA hall now, has been a problem because people – going in there have been verbally harassed, physically threatened, because a lot of times you go, they're going in there for evening events. So much so that people aren't going in there anymore. That is wrong. And you're saying, well, the police just need to arrest them. Okay, what are you going to do with them? Until we get 400 more beds in a variety of places, there's no place to put somebody in there. You can walk around with 10 shots of heroin in your pocket and get a ticket. And what do they do with the ticket? They use it for toilet paper. To me, it's kind of strange because it's kind of slick. But anyway, if you can't control them, you've got then to start fencing it out.
I've been in a lot of third world countries where every building in town has bars on the windows and they're fenced. And,
yeah.
You know, and it's a
Does it keep the bad guys out?
It's a sign of the breakdown of society. And all they are Band-Aids. Until we start addressing whatever the real problem is, all these Band-Aids are just a waste of money.
They're not a waste of money because they're establishing order in those areas. Now, at the same time, and I heartily agree with you, we can't just put fences up. We have to push forward so that we have a way of detaining people, that we have a way of helping people, and we have a way of helping them get into the next steps, into getting jobs and housing. But
and are we doing that?
No, we're not. But there is this tax coming up that gives us a shot at it, plus another city tax, and I've talked to the guys that are doing that. They're going to be on the show in a week or so, maybe even next week. Coming in. Now, the thing about that, though, is you've got dueling tax measures here. One is a general tax for the city, and the other one is a specific tax for the county. The guys from the city don't believe that that the county tax is going to pass because it takes two-thirds. I don't believe it. So they're raising a cent for a general tax that many people don't believe will pass because they don't trust the city council. You know that they've been elected in and it's a different city council, blah, 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 blah. This is, you know what, we need to move forward. Offenses do. It's a temporary barriers until we can get this thing under control.
Okay.
You're not going to argue with me about that, huh? Okay.
No.
I mean, you must have been a hell of a cruise there, buddy. What'd you do, you know, wrestle a walrus or something while you're out there?
Got a bunch of fish. I'm waiting with bated breath for the FedEx box to show up by fresh.
You went on a cruise. You went on a cruise and then you went fishing while you're on the cruise.
I did.
Where was it at?
I went fishing in
Ketchikan.
Juneau.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you went out a day on the. Yeah, you can do that. You can take a day out there and caught a bunch of fish.
Caught a bunch of fish. They filleted them. They quick froze them. They're scheduled to arrive today.
Yeah, via Atlanta, Georgia. So when you get them?
I've done this before, and those FedEx boxes and the way they quick freeze them, they're good for four days.
Yeah. Or.
So, you know, I'm excited about that. You're excited about fences.
I'm excited. I'm not excited about fences. I think the idea of having to put fences up is totally bad. Okay, first of all, let me say that.
I wish you started with that. I'd have been less tense about the whole discussion.
No. I don't think I hate the idea of fences. I really do. But until they get it under control, you need to protect the citizens of the town and not the 1% that are out there letting them run rampant over our rights. So if it means a fence, then we fence it. And what about the library? A shooting at the library, and what's happened since then? It's just a shooting there. Oh, it happens all over town. Oh, we don't have the money for it. That's a bunch of crap. It's a bunch of crap. That you can't protect people going to the library. I know. I've got Ken's got his forehead on the ground here now.
I would like to talk about something else.
I know. We'll move because it's time for break.
Oh, good. When we come back, I want to talk about. Let me tell you what I want to talk about.
What?
I want to talk about this Costco project. And the objections to it.
Okay, well, I've talked a little bit about that, but I would like to hear another opinion on it.
I have a different opinion.
Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by River Commons Senior Living. Take a look at that. You know, take a look at that, Ken. They do all your cooking for you. Gourmet chefs. You can take your puppy in there. River Commons Senior Living, it's a premier retirement community. That's right. It's not assisted living. It's a retirement community. Right downtown. Activity directors, transportation, if you need it, it's a good place to, you know, to spike out from. You have your, you know, you go down there, get your choice of meals, your, you don't have to worry about plumbing or grass or any of those things. You just can live your life. River Commons Senior Living, you need to go down there, have lunch with them, talk to the people, see what a great place that is. Give Brian a call at 238-5981, River Commons Senior Living, right downtown at Hartnell. We'll be right back after these messages. B&T Satellite is offering to our 55-plus a special deal. Find out the two exclusive offers that they have at B&T Satellite. Call 241-3474, 241-DISH.
Redding Electric Utility cares about the whole community, and we offer an income-qualified residential energy discount program that can save you up to $400 a year on your energy bill. And once per year, CARES bill credit up to $300. To find out if your income qualifies you for a residential discount program and CARES program, call 339-7200. That number again is 339-7200.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
That doesn't happen to men.
It's not just a woman's issue.
It only happened once.
I will intervene.
But he's such a nice guy.
We will look out for each other.
What did she think would happen?
I will step in.
It's just the way people are.
It's on us to change the future for our children.
We will change the culture.
Get involved. One safe place. OSPShasta.org/changethe culture.
Tower of Power.
Tower of Power.
Live at Wind River Resort and Casino. Infectious, energizing, and inspiring, the most dynamic and distinctive band of survivors in soul music. Their musical roots are always evident, blending soul, funk, jazz, and rock like no other band. Tower of Power. Friday, August 9th at Wind River Resort and Casino. Tickets on sale at windriver.com. Concerts are better at the river.
This is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
B&T Satellite is offering military and first responders two exclusive new offers to show their appreciation for their service. Call 241-3474, 241-DISH, and find out more from B&T Satellite.
Free Fire Radio. It's a target-rich environment.
This song is about the mall. You know, appropriate for talking about Costco. This is Free Fire Radio on KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, your talk radio. This portion of the show brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air. Been in the business 30 years, been voted best in the North State. guarantees, warranties, any type of heating and cooling systems. Pam and Martin have built a great business here. Give them a call at 221-2642 or check out their website at homecomfort.org. I'm going to put them on call. For Saturday night, we have our annual Turtle Bay dinner that we auction off to for people. And it's going to be like 106 on Saturday. And the last time, or one of the times we had this, it was 110. And I thought we had said we were never going to do this again during the summer. But
do it where?
At our home. We fix a dinner there. People bid on it. And this year, I think it was close to 3,000. It's always around that. For a dinner for eight or ten people.
You cook?
I cook paella.
What do you cook?
Paella. For these, I can cook a lot of things. I'm a great cook.
Really?
Yeah, I can make MREs. I can make meals ready to eat. Something almost that you would go. In fact, I was thinking about this, is buying like 12 packages of meals ready to eat and then cooking them up and then letting people go, wow, these are great, and then find out they came out of a this is what your armed forces eat. Of course, they don't add shallots, they don't add wine to it and all this. And that's the other thing, too. You know, you serve enough wine and champagne at a dinner, I don't care what it is, it's good.
And you think you can trick people into thinking MREs are good to eat?
Well, yeah, I can. I'll fix one for you one of these days. Anyway, welcome back, Ken Murray's here.
I've had them. I'll pass them.
Not the sea rats, man. I'm not talking about hardtack when you were in. You know, the hardtack and, you know, bacon, that's all you guys got. And then the hardtack had weevils in them, which was more protein. I'm talking about, you know, and not the sea rats where you open them up and it's always a surprise what's in the can. But the MREs that, tuna, you know, tuna and noodles was one of my favorites. Anyway, okay, you wanted to talk about Costco. They're really, do you think it's about Costco, or do you think that they're saying they're fighting it here, talking about traffic and all this, because their real big fight is against the expansion of Wind River?
I think it's about Costco. I don't think the fight's about Wind River at this point. I think it's about Costco. And some of the arguments make absolutely no sense to me. One of the common recurring themes is it should go at Oasis Road, not there. Let me explain to you who are listening, and maybe you, Carl, why it didn't go at Oasis Road.
I'm ready.
There's a very good reason. The reason is that the developer at Oasis Road insisted on tax increment financing to build the project. You think the general public's aware of that?
It's tax increment
financing.
And what's that?
They wanted to set up essentially a Mellow Roost district, mm-hmm, accompanying a Costco and a new mall.
Okay, now Mellow Roost, to people who have never heard of that, because it's really big down in Southern California.
It's tax increment financing. And what it says is that whatever taxes you're gaining today from the property, the city is gaining today from the property and the county and whoever, will be fixed at that rate, and the increase in taxes created because of the construction and improvement of the property will be reserved for the developer. So, let's say Costco adding 30 gas pumps or whatever it is.
Yeah.
Builds a store at Oasis Road, and because it has freeway exposure, it attracts a lot of out-of-town travelers from off the highway, and we already know that Costco and their sales are represented, are capturing money from people outside the city of Redding. The taxes, the 1 cent tax that the city gets, amounts to hundreds of thousands of dollars a year from Costco. Okay. Right now they're collecting zero sales tax on the property at Oasis Road. They adopt a Mellow Roost district. The developer says, we will put in a, we'll do this shopping center, but we get to keep all the increase in taxes that result from the development of the shopping center. Well, if that happens, A, the city loses the taxes they're currently collecting from Costco, and they lose not only that, but all of the increased taxes that a bigger Costco is going to generate at Oasis Road, because all of that money will go back to the developer for the expense of the development. The city gets no money from moving the thing to Oasis Road. And I negotiated personally with this developer over my two terms on city council. And he, frankly, doesn't have the money to go forward with a development there without getting the tax increment financing. And if he gets the tax increment financing, then the city loses a ton of money.
Yeah.
We got no dough to hire cops or firemen or anything else to provide the necessary public safety for the project or anything else in this town. So keeping it next to the freeway is important, number one, because it will make the city tens of thousands of more dollars that go into the general fund that can be used for things like 60% of it goes to public safety anyway. Goes to Oasis Road, we don't get any of that money. It makes no sense for it to go to Oasis Road from an economic standpoint
for the city.
So all these people are saying, well, it should have gone to Oasis Road. We couldn't get it to go to Oasis Road because the developer was entrenchant about his desire to have tax increment financing pay for his project.
Well, I didn't know about the tax increment. I'd heard, you know, about it has something to do with the taxes, but I didn't realize is that we would lose the money we're getting now.
It's a big deal.
It is a big deal. That's probably four or five policemen. Well, maybe not that many, but well, it could be. Oh, you know,
I would guess we're getting $2 million a year out of Costco.
That's what I'm thinking.
Budget.
That's what I'm thinking. And they said, if you know, and here's the thing that it concerns me. Is the people are, you know, they're taking out ads in the newspaper. We already know that the group of people are well organized, they're tough, they got money. That something like this could just, Costco could just go, you know.
We'll go to Anderson.
Let's go to Anderson, you know, because Anderson.
And Anderson is hoping for that.
Oh, they're rolling out the.
Shasta Lake City wants them too.
Yeah, well, of course. Now, they would rather be further south than further north because there's more people. South or
right.
North.
Right.
I mean, that's just another economic thing on it. But what I don't get is that, you know, they're arguing is that an EIS, you know, again, you know, they came back again with the EIS and had people make comments. The city's made comments. I mean, that, you know, they're coming up with, you know, traffic and all this. But I'm, you know, I'm not sure. They said there wouldn't be a referendum, you know, about Costco. But they did say there could be a lawsuit.
Oh, I'm convinced there will be a lawsuit. I think this 20, you know, this 11th hour letter that from the attorney, the same one who did it before,
right,
and caused the AIR to be recirculated, he's doing it at the 11th hour again. All he's doing is setting himself up for a lawsuit, and ultimately it'll get resolved by some judge.
But doesn't that delay the whole thing?
Of course it delays the whole
thing.
Well,
if it delays it for, you know, Costco is sitting, you know what, Costco has spent the money. We've already added more taxes onto them with the park fees, about another $80,000 onto them, which doesn't, you know, to some people it seems a lot, but for them it's a drop in the bucket, but it's still more. And then you have to go, and now you're going to have to fight it in court. At some point, if Costco does move further south, out of the city limits, then we're going to suffer big time. I mean, we really are.
I agree.
And is this what the people that are opposing it want? Or do they care? Is it because it's in their backyard? Are they NIMBYs? Are they just NIMBYs? Because a lot of people that are against this aren't just living there.
In my opinion, yes, they're NIMBYs. Let's take another example. The reason the transfer station Court.
I tell you what, let's take this one after the break because this one's going to go on for a little bit because I have a couple more questions. This portion of the show brought to you by B&T Satellite. You know, locally owned, locally operated, Doug Tooley and B&T Satellite are the local guys. They have gift certificates. They have a special plan. It's called the Stars and Stripes Packages for active duty, reserve, veterans, and active first responders. This is package will get you a free your first movie rental fee each month, free a free upgrade to Hopper, many other things that come into this, and all this is being offered by B&T Satellite. Now, Doug Tooley, don't call the 800 number. Call Doug Tooley and B&T Satellite at 241-3474-241-DISH. B&T Satellite. 8:30 in the morning. It is 78 degrees. Going up to, 78, going up to 101 today, 101, and we'll be lucky, and this is the coolest day of the week, 101. 8:30 in the morning, we'll be right back.
Hey, we're Armstrong and Getty here on KCNR with the all-new lineup for 2019.
Join us 9 to 12 Monday through Friday.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
Building, remodeling, or just need a change? Let Design Time and Tile be your design partner. From carpet, vinyl, and hardwood flooring to granite and quartz countertops, sinks, cabinets, window coverings, and tile. From materials to fabricators to installers, they have the largest showroom selection in the North State. Plus design consultants to help you every step of the way. Contact Design Time and Tile for your free in-home or office consultation at designtimeandtile.com or call 241-8693.
Cookies and yogurt with three locations. Cookies, not just any old cookies.
Not just any old yogurt.
Gourmet cookies.
And gourmet yogurt. Smooth, creamy, high-quality yogurt. You can top with candy, syrup, fresh fruit, and cookies.
Really good cookies.
Really good yogurt.
On Hartnell Avenue and Eureka Way in the Sunset Plaza. Open Monday through Saturday. And inside the Mount Shasta Mall, also open Sunday.
Really good yogurt.
And really good cookies. It's cookies.
And yogurt.
Check us out online at cookies.
And yogurt.
Reading.com. Love those cookies.
And yogurt.
Tobacco and Brew, located at 2143 Hilltop Drive, has been an integral part of our community for over 40 years. They have supported the veterans, law enforcement, fire and disaster survivors throughout this whole time. Tobacco and Brew has expanded their walk-in humidor and brought to the North State new lines of fine cigars, pipes, and tobacco products. Additionally, they are offering a pipe bar to try out new tobacco for taste and aroma. Tobacco and Brew is your one-stop shop for any tobacco product and accessories to include lighters, humidors, pouches, and more. Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Redding Electric Utility cares about the whole community, and we offer an income-qualified residential energy discount program that can save you up to $400 a year on your energy bill. And once per year, CARES bill credit up to $300. To find out if your income qualifies you for a residential discount program and CARES program, call 339-7200. That number again is 339-7200.
Join the conversation online in our chat room, kcnr1460.com.
The way she moves behind the counter, beneath her white apron, her secrets remain hers.
As she begs. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Good morning, everybody. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop. Cypress Square Barbershop. Best place in the world to get a haircut. Veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. Man's last stronghold.
You quit going, didn't you?
No, I go there. I still go there every month.
Why have you got all that hair?
They trim around. They trim it. They trim it up.
They do?
It's time to go back again.
Yeah. No kidding.
Well, I decided to grow my hair.
Why don't you get a ponytail?
Well, you know what? For those people out there who are saying, Carl's got longer hair, they haven't seen me in a while. When I was doing work in Croatia, mm-hmm. I had hair long enough to have a, you know, Antonio Banderas type, you know, the one in the back, but it was to fit in.
You do too now also. I mean, you not could quite. Put a ponytail.
Nah, not quite. It's time to go down there again. Hey, I'm here with Ken Murray, and we were talking about why the reason that Costco failed at Oasis, and unless things changed dramatically, which they may have, but why it failed out there. But then you had something else you were talking about, and I said, hey, let's just wait to
have a
break.
No, I just thought it was NIMBYism has to do with what's that.
Oh, the fight now against Costco.
Right. And it's centered around nobody believes the traffic report. From the traffic engineers. They think it's going to be just a giant mess.
We had the traffic engineer, the guy that did this. And this guy is very well respected throughout the country for the things he does.
Right. But nobody believes it.
Nobody believes that he's right.
That's right. They don't believe it. And that's what that seems to me to be the essence of what the problem is. I don't know what to say about that. You either go with the expert or you don't go with the expert. But putting it back at Oasis Road makes absolutely no sense.
It'll never happen.
It's not going to happen.
The other thing was, why don't they just expand where they're at? And I don't think that'll happen either.
Well, they can't. No, in order to expand where they're at, they have to abandon Old Alturas Road and deed them over the road right away and mm-hmm. reconfigure the entire traffic pattern over there. At the same time, that I'm not sure that generates the same kind of volume that freeway exposure.
It won't.
Does.
You know what? On 44 and all this, it's not going to expand them out enough. Where being on I-5 will. Okay. But you were talking about something else, too.
I was just talking about NIMBYism in general. The reason the transfer station, for solid waste is over on the east side of town is because of NIMBYism on the west side of town. It made more economic sense to put it on the west side of town, South Reading, because it was a shorter haul for the big trucks, which go from the transfer station to the dump, would have a shorter haul from the east side of town and save, you know, a bunch of money. But the neighborhoods in Southwest Reading were violently opposed to it, and the city council caved and put it over on the east side of town.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, NIMBYism does in fact exist, and sometimes it works.
It's worked before there.
Yeah.
Hawkins, when they tried to put theirs in, their
right.
And they just got hammered by these guys. And when you talk to the Hawkins people, it was like, you know, you all need to start fighting this now. And, oh, no, we've always done it in the last 60, 90 days. It's not going to work. These people are saying right now, somebody actually came on the show and said, well, you know what, we're going to have a lot more trucks in here. And everybody knows that truck drivers, there's a large percentage of them that are pedophiles. And I called him on
it. What?
Yeah. And I went, I don't think that's true. I said, I don't believe that. I don't believe that. You know, well, a lot of them have, you know, do have felonies, and it's the only kind of jobs they can get is truck driving. And I went, I'm not even sure that's true. You know, but, you know, somebody, they were, because they were looking for anything, everything was going to be a problem. So, okay, let's move on to other things.
What other things?
Well, things that are happening. You know, I've already talked about fences. I don't want to talk about fences
but
anymore.
But I have so many songs about shopping lined up.
And shopping. Well, we can move on from shopping here. I think that this battle they're having here is just a tune-up for the Rancheria.
Oh, I don't. I think they're separate fights.
I know there's a lot of the same people in it.
Well, and it's the same issue. Traffic.
Exactly.
Traffic. Except for the issue of what a horrible thing at the entrance to Reading. And I think that's the most ludicrous of all of the issues. You're going to destroy Class 1 and Class 2 soil. I mean, there's a letter in Sunday's paper from a local well-respected doctor. Friend of mine.
He's been on this show before. Very well-spoken. Nice guy.
Nice guy. I like him.
And he believes it.
And I believe that he's wrong. Okay?
But, you know, and here's the thing about that is he is, if you're going to have a spokesperson, this guy is a great guy because he truly believes in what he's saying there. And but there's people that disagree totally with what he says, like you. Like, you know, I think one of the things he says is that, of course, we're destroying that property there. And the strawberry fields. The other thing I've heard is, and I saw this one ad they had in there, and they made it like it was a fact, but then you read right underneath it, the word could, right. It could happen, this could happen. Right. It's not a fact. It's could happen. The big thing in that is now they're rolling in there is on how the Rancheria doesn't pay anything to the city.
Well, actually, that's not true. But, you know, the absence of facts surrounds all emotional issues. The fact that it's Class 1 soil is a fact. Is it commercially viable? No, it's not commercially viable. If it were commercially viable, somebody would be growing a commercially viable crop on it.
Well, here's a comment that just came in. Class whatever soil, irrelevant. The soil is unfarmed, wasted, pave it, and make it a gateway to our community.
Well, I don't have any problem with having a giant hotel being the gateway to our community.
You know, my concern, there are things that people are concerned about that I can understand. Like, you have a 9-story hotel. Do we have ways of fighting fires in a 9-story hotel?
Do we have ways of fighting fires?
Yeah, do we have the equipment to, you know, none of our anything built around here is... You're shaking your head like in astonishment, but one of the things they said is, do we have ways that if you have a fire above 4 stories, can we fight that?
How would you fight a fire above 4 stories?
Well, how would I fight it?
How do they do it in Las Vegas? They don't have any equipment to fight a fire above 4 stories. But they require sprinkler systems and all kinds of stuff.
Well, yeah, you fight it from the bottom. I mean, they come in through the bottom, work their way up above it, and try and fight it down.
So,
or maybe that's the way we did it in the Marine Corps. Yeah, we get to the top and we push them out at the bottom.
And you know, that's just a non-starter for me.
Okay, well, that's true. I mean, how many high rises? When you look at New York, you can't not build in these cities because
they don't have
nothing,
ladder trucks.
There's nothing's going to reach out there.
Stories, well,
you know, and you're right there. You're right. I hate to say it.
It's just a non-starter.
Okay. What else is going around town? We've talked fences and we've talked those things. Let's take a break and talk about taxes.
I can talk about taxes.
Let's talk about taxes.
Why do we have to take a break?
Because it's
we just
time
took
again.
A break.
Well, we take breaks every 15 minutes here. It's been that long.
You mean we've wasted 15 minutes talking about nothing and it's time
now
to take a break?
Now it's time to talk about taxes. This portion of the show brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank. Visit them online at bankcornerstone.com and find out how you can experience how they are moving local dreams forward. Locally owned, locally operated, Cornerstone Community Bank. We'll be right back after these messages, 8:44 in the morning. It's 80 degrees out there, going up to 101 today. We'll be right back.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Redding.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
We all had friends and family that were affected by the car fire. Most of the cleanup is done now. A lot of families are looking at rebuilding. If you relied on a well for your water system, it's important to assess the condition of your well and its capabilities to be able to meet the demands of new construction codes. I'm Ted Ogilvie with Diamond Core Drilling. We've been providing water well systems and pumps in Northern California since 1980. Let us help you with your rebuilding process. That's Diamond Core Drilling, 275-8162.
That doesn't happen to men.
It's not just a woman's issue.
It only happened once.
I will intervene.
But he's such a nice guy.
We will look out for each other.
What did she think would happen?
I will step in.
It's just the way people are.
It's on us to change the future for our children.
We will change the culture.
Get involved. One safe place. OSPShasta.org/change the culture.
The Redding Rancheria Head Start program is a comprehensive preschool learning environment where everyone is respected and included.
Rancheria is really good. You know, they do a lot of stuff with the community and for the families. And especially a Head Start like this, they give 150% towards the kids. It's a really awesome program.
The program is planting seeds. They get more education here. So this is a great, great Head Start.
What I really like about the Head Start is they're really into their culture. They work on their language, both Wintu and Pitt River.
The Redding Rancheria is giving people an opportunity to grow, helping build this community into a stronger place, and they're very proud of their heritage.
Coming together for the kids in education, it's powerful.
The Redding Rancheria Head Start program is free to those eligible. Learn more and enroll at readingrancheria.com.
All are welcome to the 16th annual backpack giveaway at the Reading Aquatic Center on Saturday, August 10th at 6 p.m. If buying another year's worth of school supplies is a financial strain for your family, join us at this free community event. Registration opens Monday, July 15th and runs until we're full. Call 262-6800 to register your child to receive a free backpack of supplies for K through 12th grade and join us for food, prizes, live music, and swimming. This event is sponsored by Bethel Church, and we want all children in Shasta County to have a great start this fall.
Morgan Stanley values long-term relationships with its clients.
Rick Hill and Rory Greek, financial advisors of Morgan Stanley's Reading office, know that building relationships begins with getting to know each client. Everyone has different goals, from planning for retirement to saving for a child's education.
Rick and Rory with the Pathfinder Group at Morgan Stanley can create personal investment strategies to help you meet your retirement, education, wealth transfer, and other financial needs. So call Rick or Rory at 223-4200. That's 223-4200.
Investments and services are offered through Morgan Stanley Smith Barney, LLC. Member SIPC.
KCNR, Free Fire Radio.
I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, your talk radio. This portion of the show brought to you by Northern Firearms Instruction. Northern Firearms Instruction teaches all over the state. They offer classes not just in CCW, but recertification classes, all these new laws that brought on by the state of California about having to fire every one of the pistols you own if you want them on your CCW. They have classes set up specifically for that. They have classes in non-lethal self-protection, and also, you know, protection of your home, rifle classes, the whole thing. Northern Firearms Instruction. Learn more at usgunpro.com or give them a call at 530-999-1822. I'm here with Ken Murray, and we are discussing, you know, general things are going around here, but I want to remind everybody that, you know, if you may not be thinking of it specifically, today, a year ago today, the car fire started out at Whiskeytown. And the destruction that it had in our area, or Whiskeytown, and all our surrounding areas here, the people's lives that were lost, the homes that were destroyed, all started a year ago today. And the lawsuit was filed in June. We talked about that. Over 400 people, or close to 400 people, are involved in this. And our own Dugan Barr from here in Reading is they're suing not only Caltrans, but the city of Reading for not doing what they said they were going to do in their fire mitigation plans.
Yeah, what I'm interested in that, and I saw that about the lawsuit, but I think it's interesting to note that he's not suing the U.S. government or the Park Service, which is where the fire started.
You know, and this is something, too, because everybody, and it would be interesting to see, because, you know, in depositions, how this would come out, because you hear things like the guy that was there with the bulldozer that tried to get out there and get in front of it and was ordered off the property, that there were helicopters sitting at the airport that were the water choppers that were never called up, and the length of time that it took to try and get something moving out there gave the fire more than ample opportunity to run.
And I think there's lots of things to look into there. I find it interesting. Here it's a year later, and the Park Service has not yet released their report, their incident report on the fire.
Wow.
And they say it's coming any day now.
Well, maybe they just, you know.
Well, there was
is
a period.
There,
I think it's a year from the incident that you have to file a suit. And I may be wrong about that, but there is a time limit.
Uh-huh.
Interesting to me that the Park Service is fooling around with issuing this report, the incident report. Why appears to me like it's waiting until after the time limit's up before the incident.
Well, that'd be interesting, but, you know, the thing about it is why does it take a year? I mean, even withstanding, you know, lawsuits, why does it take a year to do a report on a fire when you've got all the people that are involved with it right here?
Well, I can answer that question.
Okay.
Okay. Because I have to vet my answer through 12 different lawyers to figure out how I can minimize my ability to get sued, how I can not look too bad, and how I can lay the blame off on everybody else. They're basically CYA. I know. They took a month to figure out what happened. And it's taken them 11 months how to cover their butts.
Well,
that's my attitude about the whole
thing. I've been really disappointed in things like when I've seen in the, like out at Lassen, when that fire got away from the people there and crossed the road and burnt hundreds of thousands of acres. The fact that young boy was killed in the restraining wall that had been talked about and written about for a year or more, killed him, injured his sister. And nothing happened. Nothing happened to the people that were responsible for it. I mean, they were destroying
probably
evidence.
Got reported,
destroying evidence.
Probably got promoted. That's the government.
I hope not.
What do you want to talk about taxes? What about taxes?
Well, the thing is that we have dueling tax measures here in town. And yeah. One is, and we're going to have, we've already had, of course, Joe Comente on and Stephanie Bridget. But I believe next week, I'm hoping for Monday, we're going to have on the other people that are, and trying to gather them. Because they're all businessmen,
mm-hmm.
and, you know, trying to gather two of them at one time has been quite the effort on their part, and they're trying,
mm-hmm.
To talk about this general tax mm-hmm. for the city of Reading for 1 cent.
Mm-hmm.
And as you know, I pointed out earlier, that they don't believe that a two-thirds tax is going to pass,
mm-hmm.
but a general tax could. What's your thoughts on that?
Well, it's more likely that a general tax will pass because historically, two-thirds of the people will vote no on yes. So, you know, yes, it's easier to pass a majority or a 55 or supermajority tax than it is a two-thirds majority tax, just as a matter of fact.
Right.
So,
but they have failed miserably in the past.
I know. Taxes have failed for a lot of reasons in the past.
Yeah. You know, when we talk about trust in our city government, that's the big thing. You know, I've actually had somebody in city government says if this thing passes, watch the raises. Watch the raises. You think raises are big now. What do you see if that passes?
I don't think it's trust in government.
Because
everybody says they don't trust government. And when I trust them, at least, they don't have any good reason not to trust government.
Well, they point back to that one incident.
What?
There is one incident. I'm sure there's other incidents about, you know, when the tax failed and then two women got raises of $1,000 a month. And, you know, you remember that. And they're saying they don't trust the city council. Well, this is pretty much a new city council since then.
They've never trusted the city council. Nobody ever trusts the city council.
And I wonder about that.
I don't know why.
Well, I mean, you elect people.
They're
yours. To represent you. It's a nonpartisan type thing. Then if you don't trust them, why'd you
vote for them?
Well, you know, and then you get, it's because there's, you know, lesser of two evil type things. But to me, you know, I actually, Julie Winter said it here, is that, look, if you don't trust the people you voted in, then there's nothing we can do. There's nothing we can do. We can't move forward on some of these things. Now, I don't know if a general tax is the right way of doing it. I'm all for the one cent sales tax at the county level, frankly.
Well, I mean, people blame...
At least up to now. I haven't seen how it's written.
People blame the city council for not Costco not going at Oasis Road. It wasn't the city council's fault, but the blame still exists, and there are still people out there who think it ought to go there, but they don't get they don't have the facts. And unfortunately, not enough of us ask questions. We're too busy arriving at opinions based on misinformation rather than gathering all the facts and then figuring out what we want to do. I mean, the statement is, I pay too much taxes. I personally pay too much taxes. Okay. In my opinion,
mm-hmm.
for the benefit I receive, but I'm not paying too much taxes to the city of Reading for the benefit I receive. I'm paying too much taxes to the federal government for the benefit I receive and to the state of California, not locally, but for the other organization. And so because I'm irritated at the feds and I'm irritated at the state, I take it out on voting no on something that will help me immediately right here in town.
Yeah, here's a comment. What percentage of my earnings do I have a right to keep? And then after that, Fed, state, Social Security, sales, occupancy, property, gasoline, excise, how much is enough?
So you're going to show me? You're going to show me by voting no on anything at the local level, and you think that's going to affect the state, the feds? And let me tell you that of all the taxes that you pay, you, anybody, including you, Carl, of all the taxes that you pay, okay, roughly, four percent winds up in the city of Reading. Roughly 4%.
Okay.
Versus federal, state, other,
yeah.
Whatever. Okay. But who gets hammered because we get taxed too much is the city, not the feds and the state, but the city, because I vote no on local tax measures. What I really want to do is vote no on some of the stupid federal and state expenditures. And because I can't, in frustration, I vote no on a city tax. That is illogical, number one,
mm-hmm.
and highly emotional. And I understand the environment, but, you know, someplace we've got to get real. Do we want to help our town or not?
Well, that's the bottom line, is are we content with where we are? Or do we want to move forward in the sense of having a detention center, having a series of programs set up to get these people off of drugs? Because
I do.
So do I.
I want all that stuff.
I think most people do.
And I got to pay for it.
Yeah, we will. Comes out to like $100 bucks a year per person.
I'll pay.
All right, everybody. Tomorrow we're going to be talking veterans issues, plus a couple other things, with Celestina Traver. who is leading the fight around here when it comes to bureaucracy and fighting for veterans right here in town from the Shasta County Veterans Service Office. Everybody have a great day. It's going to be up 101 today. Be careful out there. Make sure you stay hydrated. And remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.